humanity. Trust God's messengers. The first quote at the beginning of the textbook are the words by Jesus recorded by John in the Gospel of John. It states, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free." The truth about control and power, authority, is very clear in the Bible and Mary Baker Eddy's writings. And it all belongs to God. Not to man, not to a human. The qualities of God are omni, which means that they are one, only, and all. They're not shared with us. They're not shared with anyone or anything. It's like the number 7 or any other number or any musical composition. The composer of the music owns it under normal circumstances. So they are God for that composition because it's theirs. The owner of every single spiritual quality is the one that composed it. And that's God. We can gladly follow it. Christ Jesus has been a wonderful example. Mary Baker Eddy said he is the most perfect man that ever walked on the globe. But we can't take it. We can reflect it, but we can't take it away from God. It's a quality. It's not something that can be stolen. It can be admired. And we may want to open our heart to reflect it if we're willing to put aside any obstruction that is preventing us from doing it, which normally is personal ego, but we can't take it. We cannot take a digit from mathematics. We can use it, but we can't take it. All of the good things that are available to reflect can be reflected without limit if we're willing to live them and live the qualities that require the change of thought that might be needed, if any, before we can see the light to see the value in them. Once we see the value in them, we would never want to ignore them. It's better for the quality to be fulfilled than it is not, because the quality is no good unless it's utilized. It has to be reflected. A piano sit there is no good if it's not played. A talent of any kind is a waste unless it's utilized. How about a smile? A smile is lost. If we don't take the moment to smile, we can never use that moment again. If we use that moment, then we can remember the wonderful things that happened during that moment. Maybe someone smiled back. Maybe somebody had a big frown that changed their day. They were uplifted by it. Because if we really smile properly, we're smiling from our heart. And it's not fake. It's real. It's the real deal. That's the only kind of smile that we should give. And then we should give it profusely. The words of Jesus about seeking God first are recorded in Matthew 6. And it says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Now, he was given an example of someone that needed food, shelter, or clothing. And he said, God knows that you need this. He's not going to rob you of what you need. But are we even sure of what we need? Common answer is money. We cannot eat it. We cannot sleep on it. It doesn't take us to work. Well, maybe if we pay somebody, but the money itself doesn't. That only pays for someone else to do what we're really looking for, transportation. It's only a medium of exchange, and it means nothing in and of itself. Unless we use it. If we use it, then it has some value. If we use the laws of God, they have a tremendous value. Because that means we've understood enough about them that we want to get the benefits from letting them guide us in whatever the topic is that we're involved in at the moment. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. If you look at it from a spiritual standpoint, it's more than just a set of clothes or food or shelter. I believe that from a spiritual viewpoint, it means that God's qualities will light up for us where we understand them, we see them, and we appreciate their value. But we can't do that unless we seek a better understanding of God first, because they are God. So as soon as we seek a better understanding of God and we gain a better understanding, then we can see the value in what is already within consciousness. We just have to open up the door so we can let it come out, so we can express it more completely than what we're doing at the moment. When the Pharisees asked Jesus, "What is the greatest commandment of all?" they said, "Good Master, what is the greatest commandment of all?" And he said, "Why call me good? There's only one good, and that's God." And he was talking to his disciples, and he said, "Unless you lift the Son of Man up, you will not be able to understand what I'm saying to you, and it won't benefit you." We have to see Christ Jesus in his right place. I believe the primary reason that Christianity has gone down very sharply over the last 1500 years to where it's almost hardly existing today, because Jesus was separated from his position as the Son of God, the Son of Man. The Son of Man is a lower category than the Son of God, because, of course, man is a quality that is a reflection of the characteristics of man, whereas the Son of God means that he is letting the consciousness of God be his guide in all thought, speech, and action. We have to see Mary Baker Eddy in her right place. Otherwise, we cannot benefit as much as we could otherwise if we don't see her in her right place. If one wants to perform a musical composition perfectly, they need to study the composer. They need to appreciate that the composer is the one that wrote this. And we should have the desire to play it as the composer indicated he thought it should be played. We can't give our own rendition of it. If we want to get the most out of it, we can't steal it by separating the composer from the music, because the composition is a part of the composer. We can't separate the qualities of God from God. We can't separate Jesus from his rightful place. No, we can't. We can't look at Jesus as God, because that's not his rightful place. He himself said that. Now, everything I'm saying applies to all humanity. We do not want humanity to be confused just because there was a Council of Nicaea in 325 AD, and they confused everything by labeling Jesus God, and they took out the element of healing from Christianity, which had been practiced up to that time. The people that are harmed by that decision are the ones that did not take action when they needed to. They should have rose up against the meeting between the churches and the governments. They should have said, no, we're not going to have it. We're going to require a separation of church from the state. The state meaning the government. It's a generic term for a government. God is all intelligence. And there's nothing that can block the communication between God and all existence. That means his highest form of manifestation, which is man. God gave man dominion over all the earth. All humanity has dominion over their own existence, over their own life. And they can either throw it away or they can use it to the benefit of their brethren. And that's, of course, is the highest form of dominion, by sharing with everyone. If we don't have a willing, giving heart, we are going to limit the effect that we can have in our healing work, whether it's for something for ourselves or whether we are in the practice of offering our services to other people. I am declaring right now that all humanity has access to the intelligence of God and has the strength and courage, no matter what they are facing individually or their country, and a lot of countries are in conflict, no matter what the challenge seems to be, they have the courage and the strength to take a stand for what is right. They're just not going to sit idle and let the opportunity pass by to do something constructive for the benefit of the quality of honesty, which is a quality of truth. God doesn't need us to remind Him of what He is supposed to do. It doesn't help if we have a problem and we say, God, help me. God has already done His work. It's already stated in Genesis chapter 1 in the very first few words when it says, God created. And Mary Baker Eddy translates that as, in the only, here is the creation. Not that in the beginning God created it, because truth is always true. That means the universe, all existence, had to already be in existence when that chapter of Genesis was written. We don't have the level of understanding to really know what happened unless we yield to what Mary Baker Eddy tells us really happened. And that is that spirit was always the only substance, and the universe always was in existence. Just because we weren't there to testify that yes, it is here, yes, it is real, that doesn't mean whether it is real or not real. One can have something that is true all around them, and they may be blind to it. Einstein stated that science without religion is lame, and religion without science is blind. If we think we need something, we could possibly have it right within our grasp if we would open our thought to a broader perspective. Because what is true has always been and always will be true. In fact, in reality, there is no time. Everything is right this moment. The past is over and done with, and the future is not here. So this moment is our opportunity to be utilized. We must see all humanity as having the wisdom that it reflects from God to do the right thing at all times. There was a war between Ukraine and Russia for the last almost 3 years. Because of the corruption in the media, they told everyone that Russia was evil and that Ukraine was good. What is the truth? The truth is that Ukraine is one of the greatest, most corrupt, small countries in the world. It's utilized for money laundering of the United States budget. We have sent $2 trillion to Ukraine in the last couple, 3 years. They advertised it was less than $100 billion, but it's really been $2 trillion. The research has been done by the military, which has access to all accounts, the all accounts of the U.S. government. They have access to everything, everybody's individual accounts worldwide. And they say over $2 trillion has been sent. They've tracked that much. Which is over 20 times what they admit to sending. Because everybody's got their fingers in the pie. We have to claim that the public is intelligent and wise and knowing, and that this will be revealed to them, and they will not be passive about it, but they will be alert. They will wake up. They will awaken from sleep, and they will take action. Many ways the public can take action. And if they don't, then they're blind. Lazy, or whatever the problem is. We have to know they have the courage. All humanity has the courage and the strength and the vision to be able to be receptive to what the truth is. We cannot expect God to fix something that we broke. We broke God's law about honesty, about being intelligent, alert. We all thought we were each so busy that we don't have time for that. We'll let someone else do it. God is divine principle. Divine principle knows nothing about chaos or conflict. U.S. and its allies stole the land from Russia. They've been doing it for many years. And finally, Russia got tired of it. And they put forth a plan, a peace plan, before they did anything. And the U.S. and all of its allies over there turned their nose up. Why? Because the U.S. government has been run by a corrupt organization for the last 4 years. And they're getting all this money from the taxpayers, putting it in their own pocket. All the politicians. So they didn't want to vote against their free money. They'd rather rob the taxpayers. We have to know that the taxpayers will awaken and will not tolerate this. That we will stand up for honesty and require it. That we won't be blind to who is right and who is wrong. If some country came over here and was stationed in Mexico and Canada and was chipping away at our borders taking part of California and Montana, Utah, Idaho. And they were sending missiles into our northern cities. You know, Seattle? Seattle's, I think, 70 miles from the border of Canada. Suppose they sent a missile and blew up part or all of Seattle. Would we just stand by and do nothing? Well, that's what President Putin in Russia did for 8 years. From 2014, when we had a peace agreement with him, and we agreed that we would not move toward their land at all. And what do? We used it as a lie, and we immediately started sending troops toward Russia, taking more and more of the land, getting all of our missiles and everything that we could bomb Moscow with, positioned over there. We lied. The people representing America and all the European countries that are part of NATO lied to Russia. Russia trusted us. When we signed an agreement, they trusted us to abide by the agreement. They were honorable. They abided by the agreement. So finally, after 8 years of this, Putin said no more. And he sent a peace agreement, and we threw it in his face. Because the politicians are getting paid under the table. All we have to do is follow the money, and we can see where the corruption goes. We have to know that our population will not tolerate corrupt politicians. And we will not tolerate sending money over to Ukraine when we have a country that is in shambles. We don't even protect our own border. And we're sending them money to take someone else's border away. There have been something like 600,000 or 700,000 people from Ukraine that have been killed. Russia's only had a small fraction of that because they are experts. They've never lost a war with anyone. Napoleon from France, that was conquering every place that he went, he didn't make it at Russia. Russia defeated him. Hitler, taking every country he went into until he got to Russia. He was stopped in his tracks. Russia has pride in their land. They have the biggest land mass in all of the planet. And they have the most natural resources, and they have the most nuclear weapons, and they have the most advanced aircraft and military equipment. No one can defeat them. No one. And that certainly includes the U.S. We must claim for everyone that they have the ability to reflect God's qualities, and they recognize it and they do it to save the free world. Everyone needs to participate to save the free world from communism, Nazism. America has been told that that is a pipe dream, that there's no problem. Do they think we're blind? Who was burning the cities down? Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, Have you been to San Francisco lately? I used to go there for a fun vacation. I wouldn't get 200 miles near it now. It is a tramp place. It's for tramps. Homeless people that go to the bathroom on the streets because they have no other place to go. They're trying to destroy America, they being NATO, because they want to take over America. Europe wants to take over America, and we're letting them do it. Fortunately, we had an election here not long ago, a couple of weeks ago, on November 5. Today is November 17. So 12 days ago, and it was a landslide victory for President Trump. Why? People are tired of having terrorists that are coming through the borders and killing our population. And they're stealing our children, using them in for child slavery and much worse. They're finally waking up. We have to know that they will continue to waken up and they will take action. The purpose of this prayer is for the benefit of all humanity. Everyone benefits when America thrives, because we are a symbol of freedom. Or we could be. Now we're a symbol of slavery. Slavery to communism. They want us to eat bugs, own nothing, and do whatever the government says. No free speech, no religion. They want to close down every religion. No guns. They want to take away our right to protect ourselves for those who use guns. We have a constitution that has been changed. Unfortunately, Abe Lincoln was not very smart, and he got suckered into the Civil War. England wanted to take control of America, so they thought they could do it through the money. And that's exactly what they did. The Rothschilds' banking system has controlled our banking system since the late 1800s. They took out our old constitution and they put in a new one. They set up the Federal Reserve to control the money. It's controlled by them. They started an income tax. We have nothing in the Constitution that entitled them to start an income tax. There's supposed to be no taxation without representation. They control our patent office. We are announcing all of these things on our website to expose the evil, and we have to just declare and stick with it that the population is going to wake up until we have destroyed every element of evil. We don't want it. They're burning our country down. They've burned down most of the food processing plants. They've burned down much of the meat processing plants. They're trying to starve America. And look what the price of things is. It's gone up tremendously in the last 4 years. We never had this kind of inflation ever in America. Price of gas has gone up something like I think it was like, I don't know, it was very low. I don't recall what the numbers were, but I've seen charts on it. And everything that we use on a daily basis has gone up tremendously. So we can either sit around and do nothing, or we can take action. Good men that do nothing when they know there's a need are evil. The same as the one that does something evil. It's evil. And we've got a lot of evil people, according to their absence of taking action. We have to know that this is only a dream. It cannot be real. And these people cannot stay asleep. And everybody has the ability and will exercise that ability to wake up, to save America from itself, from its inactivity. The children are so abused in school. It's pathetic. God is always alive and well. We have to reflect the qualities of God. No more playing around. We've got to get down to business pronto. I'll tell you how corrupt the U.S. government is. The one that is playing the part of Biden is an actor. The Secretary of Defense was arrested. Secretary of State. In fact, these guys are now gone. They're gone. They're not alive. The FEMA director, Federal Emergency Management, was arrested. The director of the Department of Homeland Security was arrested. The FBI director is on the most wanted list. He escaped being arrested in the last day or two. He apparently got word that he was going to be arrested, and he slipped out of his house while it was being guarded. They can't figure out how he got away because they were guarding it all the way around, but anyway, somehow he escaped. The director of the Center for Disease Control, he's no longer with us. He was taken care of. National Institute of Health, same thing. Some of the top Hollywood stars are gone. Oprah Winfrey, she's been executed. She was responsible for a lot of deaths over in Hawaii. For $5 million. She took $5 million and was the cause of a huge number of local Hawaiians to be brought to their death by fire. These guys are all committing treason. So the government has lost many of their very top positions because they were corrupt. Secretary of Treasury, Janet Yellen, she's been executed. She stole a tremendous amount of money from the U.S. government. We cannot tolerate it anymore, and we have to take a stand. We have to take a stand. The world is looking to America to clean its act up and be a model for the rest of them so they know there's hope. They've always looked to America. And America has gone down to be the biggest corrupt country in the world. Yeah, we're the most corrupt large country in the world. Not very proud to be a citizen of America the way it is right now. We have to take a stand. That's the only thing that will turn this around. We have to know that the public will waken up and they will act. They will not tolerate this. The election, even though it was a landslide victory, every other state that was not a win for President Trump cheated on the election. They violated the law, letting anyone vote that wanted to vote. No ID. Many people that were dead had people take their names and voted in their names. One address had hundreds of people with the same address, which was a house. And they used, I think it was like 2,000 people that used that same address. It's an empty house. That's how they got any votes for the corrupt government. Otherwise, it would be 100%. Every state would have voted for Trump. Every state. He would have won all 50 states. We have to have honest elections. We have to have a rule of law. No one will come here and do business if we don't have a rule of law. We have work to do, and we have to help in any way we can. Certainly knowing how to pray, like we teach in these prayer treatments, is one very important thing to do. But you have to also take practical steps. You have to make sure you vote out the bad ones and vote in the good ones in every election. And insist that people can't vote in your state unless they have government authenticated picture ID. God is here. God is omnipresent. God is omnipotent. God is all good. But there's no benefit in that if we don't follow God's laws, if we don't stand up and do the right thing when we need to do it. And that is now. Now. Not tomorrow, not the next day. We need to do it now. We need to take our stand now. Call your House of Representatives, representative for your area, the senator for your state, the senators, two of them for each state. Call them. Tell them you're not going to tolerate this kind of action. And you expect them to take action yesterday. Do not send any more money to Ukraine. Tell them you're going to vote them out if they don't follow the Constitution. The squeaky wheel gets the grease, and we have a right to be squeaky because we are being abused. We pay all these taxes, and it's wasted. It's given away in money laundering schemes. Tell them we want a secure border. Approve the money to make the borders, all four corners of the United States, to be secure. A lot of it comes through the water. We have it coming down from Canada as well as Mexico. We need to pray consistently for all humanity, that they will awaken, that they have the courage and the strength to do it. We need to be unified. And don't vote for somebody just because some Hollywood star gets out there and says to do it. These Hollywood stars are paid millions of dollars to lie, to say they're going to vote for somebody because they know they're the best one, when in fact they're being paid to say every word. They have a rally, and it shows a lot of people there, and they're all hired people from Central Casting, which is a movie. They're extras. You know, they don't earn very much, but they just show up so that there's a body there. If they want to fill a stadium to show a football game being played, you know, they can hire the people to fill up the stadium. They're called extras. We have to wake up. We have to wake up our friends, our neighbors, and we have to take action. And if you check the website every day, we put up new information every day on everything. Prayer treatments, news on the positive things that are happening, exposing the evil. We put it all up there. We've been doing it for several years. And we expect you to pay attention and use it as your guide to go out and help unify people against the corruption. That's the only way we can get rid of the corruption, by being unified. There's only a few people in relative terms that are controlling everything. And we're hundreds of millions. There's 8.3 billion people in the world. And there's less than a million that are controlling everything. Everything. I'm grateful for everyone that I've gained inspiration from. These treatments are all extemporaneous, and I'm grateful that parcels of truth, tidbits of truth, have flowed out, and we have to know that that will be effective for anyone listens, or anyone that is seeking the truth can tune in to the universe of thought and have access to what is said in these prayer treatments. And there can't be anything that can dilute it or divert it, interfere in any way, stop it, or reverse it. The truth is always true, and it will be recognized as true and acted upon, and being a support to those who need a little courage or strength here and there. And we have to know that they will be effective. These treatments are effective. They have the power of God with them, because they are announcing the truth. What we do and embody gives us the only power obtainable. A quote from Mary Baker Eddy. I'm going to close by reading the Lord's Prayer with the spiritual interpretation, the one and only prayer that Jesus gave the world. So you know it is the most important words that anything can have in the Bible. It's his only prayer. Mary Baker Eddy says, if we spiritually understand this Lord's Prayer, we will be able to heal anything instantaneously. That sounds good enough to me. Here it is. Our Father, which art in heaven, our Father, Mother God, all harmonious, hallowed be thy name, adorable one. Thy kingdom come, thy kingdom is come, thou art ever present. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent supreme. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And love is reflected in love. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Amen.